OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
In the past week, residents in central South Africa have experienced cold and rainy weather conditions, with many already resorting to electricity heaters and electric blankets to keep warm. Now, how can members of the public use electricity sparingly as cooler conditions start to kick in?
You are correct. As the temperatures fall, our energy consumption rises. This can be a very costly exercise, and it also puts increased pressure on the national power system. The evening peak, that is the period when the country uses the most electricity, is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is also the time when most people arrive home from work and start cooking and start switching on the heaters. So as you can imagine, your heaters are the biggest energy consumers in a house during your winter months, with space heating accounting for 8% of the total electricity usage in an average household. As obvious as it may seem, the key to using the less electricity while keeping warm is to ensure that you are using the right type of space heating for the room that you want to heat.
Is there a way to prevent the need for space heating?
Yes, insulation and draft-proofing your home is the key to reducing your need for the space heating. A room that is insulated and draft-proofed requires 51% less energy to heat. If you want to get your home in shape for winter, you can start by using foam tape to seal the windows and doors that do not close properly. In winter, drafts can account for up to 25% of heat loss in your home. Closing your curtains when the sun sets will also reduce heat transfer. You can lay door snakes to stop cold air from entering the room. Aluminium skirts of rubber seals on the outside of the doors are also highly effective. Approximately 40% of the heat is lost through the roof. It therefore pays to install your fire retardant ceiling insulation. This will make your home up to 5% warmer in winter.
And what other energy efficient ways are there for us to actually stay cozy when the cold sets in?
Firstly, dress for the weather. You can layer up as the temperature starts to dip. Get cozy with blankets, hot water bottles or beanbag. You can pull on thick socks and grab a cup of hot chocolate before you decide to switch on the heater. Electric blankets are also surprisingly energy efficient. And you can make yours even more energy efficient by turning it to the highest setting for a few minutes, then turning it off for the night just before you get to bed.
And do you perhaps have any advice on reducing consumption, not only in winter, but throughout the year?
Yes, small behavioral changes can eventually add up and make a big difference. It starts the moment you get up in the morning. By keeping your morning shower short, you reduce your water heating costs. Now, if you take into account that water heating accounts to 35% of your total energy consumption, it will eventually make a big difference. When you make your cup of coffee, boil only as much water as you will need. Defrost the food for dinner by taking it out of the freezer and putting it in the fridge to thaw instead of using the microwave. Then also be on the lookout for what we call vampire appliances. These are appliances that draw electricity even when they're not in use. Example of these vampire appliances include a cell phone charger that is plugged in or television or a computer that is on standby mode.
I'm Katleho Mrapela for OFM News in Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.